5 Live. It is 7.53.
Now, what were you doing at 16?
Is this the cab 12? She's going to wind up for it. I think it is. Oh, my goodness. Is that a cab 14? I think she's just knocked out a cab 14. 40. Hold it, Mia. Yeah, what a run from Mia Box. The scientists at CERN wouldn't be able to make head and a tail of that.
Tim Warwick getting extremely excited there about Great Britain's Mia Brooks, who at 16 years old has become the youngest ever snowboard slopestyle world champion. As a fan of Metallica, we're wondering if this is what she was listening to get herself in the zone ahead of her run. Just any excuse to play a bit of Metallica. That's Ride the Lightning. And we're delighted to say that Mia joins us live from Georgia now. Morning, Mia.
Morning.
Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Very, very stoked right now, yeah.
When I got up this morning, people were like, you've got to watch this. I watched it as soon as I arrived at my desk. It is sensational. So you're going into your final run in second place. What are you thinking at the top there? Do you know that you're going to try and land something that has never been done before?
Yeah, so obviously I was standing at the top and I knew that I was on the podium. And I just thought, you know what, if I want to win this, I've got to try and do the 14, which obviously has never been done before. And then by the time I dropped, I was a bit nervous and I wasn't too sure. And then I was about to drop and I was just turned to my coach and I was like, yeah, right, this is going to happen. We're going to do it. We're going to do it right now. And like, I just had this really weird feeling that I just knew it was going to happen. And obviously riding down through the course, like I landed everything and I was like, yeah, the stars have aligned. If I've landed everything up to this point, I've got to land it now. And yeah, I did. Did 14, landed it and honestly couldn't believe that I'd done it. But yeah, couldn't celebrate too early because I still needed to finish my run. But yeah, when I got to the bottom, it was insane.
Yeah, you could see when you got to the bottom and you pulled your goggles up, like you had a sort of face of joy, but also disbelief that you'd done it, I think.
Yeah, definitely, like, couldn't believe what I'd done. Like, obviously, I knew I had done the 14, but yeah, I think I just, there were so many emotions, like adrenaline, but I was also so happy. And I think I knew at that point that I had a 50% chance of winning and, yeah, just started to cry.
Had you landed the cab 1440 before, like in training?
No, so in training, I did have a bit of a bad time in training. Like I'd only put down like 3 or 4 runs in training. And then obviously I tried the cab 12 in training and didn't land it. But as I landed, I like came round to 14. And on the run out, so I knew it was definitely possible if I went for the 14, and that's what sort of pushed me over the edge and was like, yeah, I think this is definitely possible.
But I mean, it takes some serious guts to be like, well, do you know what, I think this is the time I'm going to try and do something I haven't done before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it seemed insane. Like looking back on it, me and my coach are just like, what were we even thinking? Like that was like the best but most stupidest decision of our lives. Like, why did we stand at the top and go, yeah, let's just try a trick that's never been done before in competition?
Mia, is it right that your parents weren't there to watch you for this?
Yeah, so this is my first time going away on my own. So yeah, both my parents were at home watching.
So bear in mind that these are the people who got you on a snowboard as a toddler. They're the snowboarders themselves. They've driven you round to all these competitions when they kind of realised that you had this incredible natural ability and talent for it. And then the really big one, they're not there to see it. Although I would imagine they'd also be kind of terrified, particularly if they knew what you were going to attempt.
Yeah, so actually I think the last time I called my mum was like just before I was dropping in for qualification at like 9 a.m, Georgia time. But yeah, I didn't think I spoke to them until I landed the last run. So they didn't actually know what I was planning on doing. So I think it was a shock to everybody.
you couldn't compete at last year's Beijing Olympics because you were too young. That must have been frustrating, but now you feel like you've got the world at your feet, surely.
Yeah, so obviously I was too young to compete in the Olympics last year. But yeah, I'm actually quite grateful because it's allowed me to step away and like focus my mind on the next Olympics and how I can try and get the gold there. But yeah, I think getting this gold here makes the dream seem like a reality.
Yeah. Have you had any chance to celebrate? Because you got the big air this weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, so I actually have big air training starting tomorrow. Obviously, it'll be on the same jump that I did the 14 on. So we've already been riding it, so we'll be used to it. But yeah, I think I can't go and party yet, just at the end of the week.
Well, you can't go and party because you're 16, Mia. So.
No, come on, Rach. Rach just sort of mentioned casually that. Did you say you've been snowboarding since you were a toddler?
Yeah, when I was 18 months old, that was the first time.
Really?
Slept on a board, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's paid off. Congratulations again. Really nice to speak to you. Absolutely
Thank
extraordinary
you.
Stuff. Thanks very much, Mia. That's Mia
Thank
Brooks,
you.
16, world champion, snowboard slopestyle world champion. You can follow the snowboard, the freestyle and freeski world championships live across the BBC Red Button, iPlayer, BBC Sport website and app. You have to check out that final yeah. run of Mia's.
Do yourself a favour and watch it this morning. It'll
so,
bring you joy.
So good.
And Rick, get that baby on a board.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to.
Don't waste any time. The Voice of the UK.